بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون. فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers and how they would mock Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muslims when they were told to spend. Charity is something that is from a human side, a humanitarian side. A person feels pity in his heart and he will spend on someone that is hungry or in need. But because our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about it, they mocked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, Allah would have fed those people. We are not the Razzaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razzaq. And hence they refused to spend in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, even though it was something that was acceptable to them, even without Islam. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They would often again mock at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if you're speaking about this Qiyamah, if you're speaking about this day of resurrection, this day when we all have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when is this day going to come? And they used to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam these types of things, ask him such questions, being sarcastic with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also mocking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to these types of questions that they would ask. And Allah says, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they ask you that when is the promised day going to come, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. In response to this, of course, the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah, when it is going to come, in which year, all that is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That knowledge and information, through the mercy of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not divulge to any individual. And hence, that is the sole priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is not when Qiyamah is coming that we should worry about, but the question is how much we have prepared for Qiyamah. And in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first explains a very brief glimpse of what will happen when Qiyamah comes. Allah says, مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا. By asking such a question and by making as though that they are prepared for Qiyamah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are not waiting but for one cry or for one screeching sound. That cry or that screeching sound is the sound of the trumpet, that when that appointed hour comes, that appointed time comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Hazrat Israfil, the angel that is in charge of blowing the trumpet, to begin to blow the trumpet. And when the trumpet is blown, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَأْخُذُهُمْ. It will take them, all those people that will be living on that particular day, virtually, literally, the last day of this world, it will take them one by one. In some narrations, they will look up to hear where the sound is coming, and before the gaze goes towards the skies, they will be already dead. In other words, that sound will be such a screeching sound. وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will be still disputing, and they will be still in their discussions of this material world. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us again a very brief glimpse of how it will happen and what would be the condition of insan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says two people, the buyer and the seller, will be buying and selling cloth or some fabric, and that fabric will be opened out. The yardstick will be there. They will be busy making their price. They will be busy dealing. And even before the deal is over, death will come upon them. In other words, they will be taken aback and they will all leave this world. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, a man is busy plastering his water well, and before he even begins to plaster that well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause death to come because of the screeching sound. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ, they are still in the state of their discussions, of their disputes, of their negotiations. In all that, it is incomplete, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them away. So your question that you are asking, that when is this qiyamah going to come, this is how it's going to come. Are you prepared for it? Are you ready for it? That you will be doing these transactions, you will be busy buying your properties and selling, but when maut comes, even before that screeching sound, then are you ready for that maut? You will be busy with the extensions of your homes, and you will be busy decorating your homes, and there will be renovations taking place, plans will be put into place, but when that maut comes, it waits for absolutely not a single person. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً, that they will not even have the ability of making wasiyat. They will not be even able to bequest. A man can be standing right next to his son, and malakul maut comes to that person, he will not be able to tell his son one thing. There will not be a single bequest that a person will be able to make with regards to his financial matters, etc. But maut will take him away, and of course he will not have that opportunity. So obviously it stands to reason then that we will have to prepare for this maut. We will have to prepare for the standing on the day of Qiyamah. We will have to prepare to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, look at the glorious message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the surah, that we have to make this preparation, the reminder every day that we are reading this, that we will not even have that single chance when malakul maut comes. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, a man would have left his home, he's gone out of home, and that person is now on his way back, and maut comes upon him. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, he will not be able to return to his family also. And even if you look at it in the context of the way we live and in our countries, we can be in the driveway. And in that driveway, if malakul maut comes, and if it is time for maut, then we will not be even able to enter the house. We can be on the veranda, and we will still not step into the house. Our one leg can be in the house, and the other will be outside. But if malakul maut comes, and that is the appointed time, and that is the appointed place, then maut take place right there. The second foot will not come. Once Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu had taken a loan from someone in Medina Munawwara, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come to know about this loan that Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had taken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the person, the creditor that loaned Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that how much of time has Zayd taken? So he said that this is the negotiated settlement, this is how he plans to repay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, go and ask Zayd that when he puts a morsel of food into his mouth, that morsel of food is in his mouth, can he guarantee he will be able to swallow that food before maut comes upon him? That guarantee also Zayd cannot give you. How can he give you the guarantee of the repayment? So this year also, it is permissible to take loans. All that is in his place. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us a Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu first, and each one of us this lesson, that when maut comes, that morsel that's in our mouth will not even go down our throat, and maut will come, and it will and that will be the end of our lives. So in these ayat, very very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in response to this question that they cynically asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response is a response of preparation, that we have to prepare for this day to come, we have to make adequate preparations. And in preparing for maut, inshallah, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely make it easy for us. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. That person that loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to meet that person. Who is the person that will love to meet Allah? Obviously the person that prepares for his maut. He lives in this world, but his heart is always towards the akhirah. It is inclined towards the akhirah. He knows there's accountability. We do our business, we know there's a year end, financial year end, we know there's SARS, we know there's everything. We will conduct our business tax orientated. We will always look at benefits, we will look at exemptions, but we will always prepare for the 28th of February. Like that also, this needs to be a preparation for maut. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. That person that dislikes meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's not prepared, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes meeting that person. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.